So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So, welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about the four questions that you need to be asking in order to grow your business this year. So, I was thinking about this just over the weekend, and it was like, you know, when you're running a business, one of the things that a lot of people do is they just work on the business all the time. So if you're a plumber, you're plumbing. If you're a property sourcer, you're out speaking to estate agents, dropping leaflets and speaking to vendors. If you're a digital marketing agency, you're creating websites, you're creating content and working out which music to go on videos and all of that kind of thing. So you're working on the business itself, or rather you're working in the business. And we want to move you off working in your business and being very hands-on with the business to working on the business. So asking these type of questions will be really beneficial for you. And if you can go through these questions and ask yourself these questions, you need to step outside of your own body and look back as though you're an outsider or as though you have some control over your business, which of course you do. But sometimes it doesn't feel like that just because you're just so busy all the time, right? And so we've got to move you off working on tools, excuse me, to working off the tools. And that's what these four questions will be about. And you go through these four questions and you work through them for the next 6 months, you'll soon find that the amount of time you're working spending in the business is reduced and the amount of time you're spending working on the business is increased. Now, every so often, I also get dragged back into working in the business. Depends how busy we are, depends what clients we've got to take on and so on. But I'm constantly trying to get myself out of a business so I can work on a top-down view. So if you imagine yourself looking down on your business and going, okay, if I move this piece here, move this piece over here, it's literally like a chess game where you're thinking three or four, five, six moves ahead. And that's how you should be running your business rather than just working on the next move with, I've got this problem and this is a problem that I need to save. So first question then is, where's your next customer? Like, where are they? Where do they live? What are they doing? Who are they hanging out with? What websites do they go to? Where are you going to advertise so that you can get your business in front of your customers? Like, are they in forums? Are they in networking hubs of some kind? Do they listen to podcasts? Are they on the tube? Maybe. Depends what your business is. And so one of the questions is where's your next customer? Because one of the things is, Dan, we need more customers. I get that. Okay. If you could get your next customer, just one, where would that come from? No. You don't understand. I need lots of customers. No, I get that. And lots of customers starts with one. You don't wake up one morning and go, I need lots of customers, and then 25 customers just fall on your lap. That's not how it works. You wake up one morning, you need 25 customers, and one, your first one, your next one drops on your lap. And how is it going to drop on your lap? Where are they? What are they doing? And this kind of ties into the next question of as well, which is, how will they find you? So if you've got a business, like if you're not online right now in your business, how are your customers finding you? And you might go, well, Dan, do you know what? It's fine because I get enough referral work. Okay, great. But what if that referral work stops? What if that tap of new clients closes? And most people, was it Jay Abraham who had this? He called it a marketing Parthenon. If you imagine, you know the Parthenon in Greece, it's got all the columns. And most people have just one really good preferred way of generating leads. And let's just say it's referrals. But what if that stops? What if you had a way of having Google pay-per-click, Facebook ads, website content, referrals, leaflet drops, advertising in newspapers, networking events? What if you had six or seven different ways of actually doing this and one of them switched off? Well, that's fine. You've got five or six other ways of actually doing it. And so your business isn't going to fall over. And I see this all the time. Our search engine optimization, Dan's really good. Google comes in, does a new penguin update, whatever we're going to call the latest one. And then bang, all your leads have gone. I've literally seen businesses driving 100,000 people every single month down to 1,000 people every single month. 99% of their business has gone like that. Who do you think they are? Spurbank? Spurbank's for Bush and Bank, by the way, has gone down to 5 cents. So it can really have a big effect on your business. If you've only got one method of actually generating leads and having customers find you, if that one way of that actually working switches off, you've actually got a much, much bigger problem. And so now's the time to actually fix that. If you've not got a decent website, now's the time to get a website. If you've not got Google Pay-Per-Click, you should be running Google Pay-Per-Click. You don't have to spend a lot. We spent, I've just got some stats through. I've on my phone. We got some stats through. How much did we spend last week? We spent £20, a whole £20 on Google Pay-Per-Click. But it forms part of our marketing plan to be all places at all times. And next month, when revenue grows, that £20 a week, £80 a month, that'll probably double. And so we're now up to £160. Then we've got Facebook ads. Then we've got Facebook ad retargeting. And so we've got all these different methods that we're putting out so that other people can actually find what we do. Now, you might not sell straight off the page. You know, when someone goes to Google and types website design leads, for example, and we come up at the top, like, they might click on that. But just because someone's clicked on it doesn't mean that they're going to buy, which is why we then have Facebook retargeting adverts. So they click on a Google pay-per-click, they land on a website, it fires off a Facebook pixel, and then they go, oh yeah, Dan does websites, fine. And then, they're off looking at pictures of cats on social media, they go on to Facebook, and there's my shiny little face saying, hey, I noticed that you looked at website design, but you've not booked a strategy call. Why not book a strategy call? Oh yeah, I'll do just that. Bang. Which nicely leads me to the next bit. How easy is it to buy? And so we call this friction. Going back 30 years or so, 20 years, Bill Gates wrote a book called Business at the Speed of Thought. And it was talking about a frictionless mechanism for sales. So, you know, when you go to Amazon and they have like one click ordering, that's a really good example, probably the best example, actually, that I can think of frictionless trade. You go on, Amazon knows more about you than you even know about yourself. Trust me on this. You see something, one click, it's already got your credit card, it's already got your favorite delivery address. And unless you want to change it, you can one click order. It's quite a dangerous thing if the kids get hold of it, has to be said. But it's frictionless. And so using the example about how do your customers find you, how is that frictionless? So what we do is let's just say people find us through one method or another. I mean, our most popular method is actually content. Us producing a lot of content drives an awful lot of traffic back to the website. But then also running paid ads actually drives traffic back to the website as well. Once people are on the website, it fires off the Facebook pixel. Then we hit them with a retargeting advert on Facebook. Hey, I noticed you looked at the website design. You didn't sign up. Why not click this link and come and have a chat? People have a chat. Our preferred mechanism for closing sales is actually on the phone, because we actually want to understand what is the business? What are you doing? What do you want to do? What are you hoping to achieve? And so that's what we put in place. So how easy is it for our customers to buy? We purposely actually put some roadblocks in the way, because we don't want it. We don't want 10 websites coming through like that, because we don't know who's buying the websites. We want to actually know who is the person actually buying the website. And what are you after? Are you buying a 5-page website when you've got 200 pages as a requirement? And if that is the answer, then that's probably not going to work so well. And so we actually need to know exactly what that's going to be. I'm just checking to see if there's any comments, by the way. So this is really important for you to understand. What is the mechanism that you've got? And can you actually speed it up and become frictionless? Or actually, do you want to put barriers in the way, like you have to jump on a call in order to do business, so that you get a higher conversion rate? And it all depends on your business, but this is definitely something you should be thinking about for the next 6 months as to how you want that to change and how you want your business to adapt. And then the last one, which I think is really important, is how can you escape swapping time for money? And so this is literally where, you know, if you're a plumber and you sell a boiler, you have to go and fit the boiler. Whereas imagine if you're a plumber and you sell the boiler, and one of your team goes and installs a boiler, and then you sell another boiler, and then you sell another boiler, and then you sell another boiler. And you have teams of people going out. Now, that's how we actually run our digital marketing agency. We've got a team of staff, graphic designers, video editors, content coordinators, copywriters, website design, search engine optimization people, as part of our team. So when I go and sell a website, it's not me doing a website. When I sell content, it's not me creating the content. It's not me having to communicate with the clients every day, day in, day out, because I just burn out. How can you grow a business beyond a certain point like that? And you can't, unless you find a way to escape the doing all the time in your business and you get someone else to do it within part of your team. And you've got to reach a certain point of income, obviously, to do that, because you have to be able to afford them. But one of the questions you should be asking yourself is, how can you escape swapping time for money? And if you do these four things in the next 6 months, I guarantee your business is going to be vastly different in the next 6 months. All right, nice quick one there today. Hope you're well. We've got a really busy day today, so we'll crack on. Have yourselves a wicked day, and we'll speak to you tomorrow. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.